We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. A little David Lee Roth for you. I'm Bart Winkler.
Was that what
Grant
that
Bills? Paul Emick. Oh, it sounded like I ain't got nobody. Or is
more
that Hagar?
A,
I don't
more
know.
More of a Sammy Hagar guy myself, personally.
I never know which one's which.
Oh,
I don't know the difference.
I also don't care. Like, you can't tell me a Van Halen song and I'll go, oh. That's David Lee Roth. I don't know. I guess if I listened, like that was David Lee Roth, right? I ain't got nobody.
Because
he's doing the yeah, that's David Lee Roth. Okay, I know that. Today is Blackout Wednesday, a phrase which I will still triple down that I invented. And I am trying to prove myself wrong. So I've looked. The first recorded Google search of it is in 2004. I don't even know when Google started, but it's commonly known to emanate out of the Midwest. They say the Chicago bars took it and ran with it the night before Thanksgiving, where everyone gets plowed. Yeah. And I feel like I need to see someone that invented it prior to 2002, which would have been my freshman year of college. So if I can find someone, because you all go back to town and get drunk with your high school buddies, and you're all like, I'm at college now. And then the other people are like, so are we. What the fuck? And then you like hook up with, you know, the quiet chick from algebra and never talk about it again.
Was that your experience?
No, I think I hit on my ex-girlfriend and went home.
But in theory, it's.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, so I would still love to be proven that I did not invent it, but I think I did. Or I came up with it and someone else did. And like sometimes not like someone else may have had the idea, but, you know, it grew. I'm at least a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do like a LexisNexis search or something for that to figure out when it first started.
Yeah, I tried. I got just a few things out the top of my brain before we get into it.
Hit it.
I'm trying to be on Threads more. And
oh, so you're the one.
Yeah. And I posted something that I had posted on Twitter, and I thought, well, let me post this on Threads also. And it was about how everyone's worked up about Carissa Thompson and like journalism's dead now. Even though politicians, and I said politicians, not one side, have been screaming fake news. And then someone goes, oh, you dirty liberal. And I go, whoa, I didn't know we do that on Threads. And then they go, oh, I guess we don't. We just hear from crybaby gingers. And so I blocked someone on Threads.
I think it's a you problem, maybe more than the platform problem is what I'm saying.
I'm not a ginger. Look at my beard. What color is it? Red?
Reddish brown.
What color is my hair?
Yeah.
What color is my hair?
Non-existent soon.
Yeah. It's as white as your scalp, Bart. But here's something I learned on Threads. When you block on Threads, it says, you are blocking this person and any future accounts they make.
Oh, wow.
Ah, me likey. Me likey that one. And then I also wanted to sadly admit that I, on Monday night, was rooting for the Eagles.
Gross.
I didn't plan on that going in. I needed some Jalen Hurts points for a fantasy league, so maybe that was baked in. But towards the end of the game, those results were key. It was just Eagles versus Chiefs, and I didn't want the Chiefs to win. I think more than anything, I just don't want the AFC Championship game in Kansas City again.
I agree with that.
5 years in a row.
Yep, I agree.
It's fucking annoying.
Yep.
I mean, I like watching the best quarterback in football, personally. I just can't stand the Eagles. They make
the, I don't like Sirianni. I don't like the tush push.
They just make it look. They make football so boring. I hate it.
Should we get into our first topic? This is a perfect transition.
I guess. I also just wanted to say that MVS fucking sucks.
I've been wrong about a thing or two. CJ Stroud. I was extremely, extremely right about MVS, and I'm going to take credit for that one.
It's terrible.
MVS sucks.
He's awful.
The Justin Watson drop right after might have been worse.
Okay. They're both bad.
I mean, we don't need to break down. I mean, it was right here. It was right. Let me put my coffee down. It was right here.
Did you see MVS hit his helmet against the wall?
No.
Yeah. In the way out, he hit it. He was like, I guess I'll do this. I guess I'll hit my helmet on the wall to make it look mad.
Terrible.
By the way, I'm on Threads at Bart Winkler, not Winks. Thanks for those that want to join.
The difference, by the way, Justin Watson's not making $11 million per year to drop that pass like MVS is.
MVS is specifically being paid to drop passes exactly like that. That was shown to him in the meeting. It's something not to do, but that is his bread and butter.
What's that Leo DiCaprio gif? What movie is that from? Is that from?
I've never known.
Is that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
That's older.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of gifts, real quick. Pro Football Talk, and I was going to tweet at him, but he put Chiefs receivers tonight, and it was the gif of a little girl missing the ball as a catch, which, I mean, isn't that already in the gif Hall of Fame? Like, you can't keep, at some point, you can't keep using, thank you, Michael Scott. And Florio, a lot of people made jokes about Chiefs receivers, and a lot of people use GIFs. But again, this is my point on him. He always finds the least funny way to make a joke. Like, technically, he made a joke, but it's always the least funny way.
So, to you, are there GIFs that we have to retire because they've been used so much for so long?
I think the thank you one can go away.
Okay.
What else could I think of the top of my head? I'd have to think about it.
I there's a lot of good Chevy Chase gifts that I like. There's two or three of them that I feel like I use the same gifts too often. But that should be part of people's
brand. I always use the puppet one where he's like, it is
part of your brand.
Yeah.
The puppet one I like.
Mm-hmm. I always try to. Is your rule similar to mine, which is like I need to like the show or the movie or the thing of which I am sending you from. I'm not going to I'm going to search. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I will.
Yeah, Paul. We're in a dynasty league.
Yes.
And people were doing gifts like, where are the trades? And I used the Schitt's Creek gif.
Yeah.
And as soon as I posted, I was like, oh, fuck. I'm not into Schitt's Creek.
You don't watch it?
I won't watch it based on the title. I don't like that. I think that's a lame joke.
You won't watch the show because you don't like the title?
Yeah, because it's there. It's shit. Shit. It's a shit. It's. I don't like it. I think I don't.
I mean, I get it. I get.
I don't like it.
It was a perfectly.
Also, all I hear is like, she goes baby. Like that's not a joke.
She's very good in that show, so let's not throw shade on.
Well, I like them both.
Well, then watch the show. Pretend it's called like.
I don't like Dan Levy.
What? What's your problem with Dan Levy? Levy.
I don't know. I don't like him.
What the fuck?
Okay.
And I don't like comedy, joy, or laughter.
Comedy, joy, or lad, the whole trifecta is not really for you.
I mean, maybe I'll watch it.
Paul, before we get into it, I'm with you. Like, when I watch a new show, I will search that show and just look at GIFs.
I don't do that.
And then find like, oh, that's usable now. Like, you need to watch the show in order to add that stuff here.
Repertoire.
I agree.
I think we need to put a disclaimer into the Dynasty chat. Bart does not like Schitt's Creek and instantly regretted his choice of GIF. Breaking news. The Steelers have a different new offensive coordinator.
Oh.
Matt Canada has officially gotten the boot, to which Aaron Nagler succinctly added, the guy who took advantage of Joe Barry 2 weeks ago has been fired. Especially in the third quarter, Bart, which I heard is the best quarter of that game. What do you think?
The Steeler game?
Yeah, the Steeler-Packer game. Look at you, you big Britt Baker fan with your terrible towel.
I don't like terrible towels.
I had to buy one.
Let's face it. The terrible towel is the cheesehead. It's the same thing. It's like you go if you're a visiting guy and you go to Lambo, you get a cheesehead because you went to Lambo, so you get a cheesehead. You go
I'm a loser for buying a terrible towel.
No, it's part of the experience. Like you collected a memorabilia thing of that you can only get at that place.
But now you know where it's gonna go. In that storage box.
Well, that you should. Okay.
I might keep it out when I do picks with Horvat. I might wave the terrible towel the rest of the year. But that's it.
A good take, by the way, of not letting your son. It would be really stupid for your son to end up liking the Steelers because his dad got him a towel once upon a time. But that's how kids work. So.
Oh. And I know we'll get there. So I give him all these toys. And, he, for whatever reason, so I gave him the starting lineups from yesteryear, and he's got Brett Favre, and he knows we don't like him, and he's got Reggie White, and he's got Bart Starr, and he's got another guy who is 36 that's not Leroy, like Philip Epps or something. So he's got all these guys. And then he's got other guys, and so he picked up a Steve Young, and not only was he tracing him, but he like drew a picture of Steve Young. So now it's like, oh, fuck, is he a Niners fan? And there's a picture of me with one of my buddies from when I was in like 8, because he was a big Niners fan, and I'm like all in Niners gear, like rocked out.
You've either showed me that picture or something with that picture.
Because instead of going number one, I have like a crooked number one because I'm not totally into it. So he was a Niners, and I'm like, oh no, fuck, if I. Oh, the other thing I wanted to bring up, congratulations to Murphy in the Morning, who is retiring this week.
Sure.
Who's Murphy? You don't know him?
Is that like WIXX or something?
Yeah. I figured you'd know him.
Congrats. Yeah. On a long run, anytime you can go out on your own terms in this business, it's special. Yeah.
It's rare. You don't get to do it. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART, 25% off every order. The gummies, there's tinctures, however you want to. Use the CBD. You're more than welcome to do so. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Again, the promo code is BART, 25% off every order, whether it is the Delta 8s, the Delta 9s, the CBD and CBDNs, which I have been using frequently. Now that I'm trying to drink a little less after Pittsburgh, I emphasize trying. I really broke myself there, man. I'm a new man. Me and my buddy think we actually died there. And we're still laying there rotting. And this is all like a dream. Like this is our conscience playing out the rest of our lives. But we're actually dead.
Interesting.
I feel that way. And that's why I use gummies instead. Because my thoughts on gummies are actually less weird than my thoughts in real life. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART. 25% off every time. BART. At checkout. Free shipping. Anywhere. Or stop by in Muskego and say hi.
Before we get to the first question, I just have to say, I opened Threads for the first time in like 2 months. because he was on Threads. My profile picture is Craig Council, so I have to change that now. Poor. Sorry, Paul.
That's all right.
Bill came to me yesterday when I had half a mouth of peanut butter sandwich. I did not appreciate that, so I apologize for doing that to you.
He just, like, you mean during the show, on the air?
Yes, which, that's my fault. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know.
How many minutes of audio vocal time do you have per four-hour show with Bill?
The less I think the less I contribute, the better, because that means he's charged up and we got guests and callers. Like, if I don't have to do anything, I think that means the show's better.
But what's the average? I'm just curious.
You know what, Paul? I will pay attention today and I'll get back to you next week, because I honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
I'll actually pay attention this week.
Okay.
No clue.
Are you carrying on the Festivus tradition that he had with Joe?
We didn't talk. Well, we're not doing it today. We're not doing it because.
Well, no, it's next month.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well, we should. Yeah, we should air some grievances. No other shows ever do that. That's original. Thank you for reminding me of that. We'll be sure to do that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Tax day is coming.
Oh, no.
But if you sign up for Robinhood Gold's IRA with a 3% match, you can get up to $195 for the 2023 tax year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up at Robinhood.com/boost by tax day to get the biggest contribution match on the market. Subscription fees apply. You know you got the
most. Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
All right. Might be surprised where we start. And I do have like a more uplifting, positive one coming up here.
Finally, we've been so negative.
But this one's the first one's a bit negative, but it's not like team specific negative. Oh. I was really looking forward to Monday night's Chiefs Eagles game. If you're not excited for a Chiefs Eagles game, you probably don't like the NFL outside of your team, which is fine. If you just watch the Packers and that's what you do, that's okay. But if you don't want that game, like, next week is Bears Vikings. Like, if you're like, okay, I'm not super charged for Monday Night Football Bears Vikings, like, that's cool. Like, I get that. But Grant, I saw you post this last night after I had a pretty underwhelming time watching the Chiefs and the Eagles.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw the Tom Brady quote, and I was just thinking the other day about how there's clearly going to be expansion across sports anytime they can. But I'm like, there's clearly not enough good football players, certainly not enough good quarterbacks. They should contract the league because there's not enough good quarterbacks, because there's really some bad football.
Have you heard Matt's call?
No, I'm sorry. What is it?
Matt in the Falls thinks they should contract down to 20 teams.
They clearly won't, but there's only,
because he says there's not enough quarterbacks.
He's right.
The football's bad. Matt, and then he called in with that on CBS on Monday. And then I kept him on the air, and we went through the 12 teams we'd get rid of.
I love it. Oh, well, maybe we don't have to spend too much time, or maybe you can re-air it. But I'm assuming some of that came from the Tom Brady comment, or is it separate?
No, well, Tom Brady's comment was, what, Monday? Matt had called with his voicemail on Thursday because he was watching Bengals-Ravens, and he was finally excited for a good Thursday game.
Yeah.
And then he watches this game, and he's like, finally – you know, both teams have their quarterbacks healthy and they're good. And then one of them gets fucking hurt.
Yeah. But even with, so like if four of the best quarterbacks in the league are in the two games we just referenced, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, yes, Burrow got hurt. And then Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes. And like the football was still, So then I saw Tom Brady's video where he's, you know, I'm not impressed at all by the NFL product. There's a lot of mediocre football. And then in the meantime, the NBA is better than it's ever been in terms of talent. And like, this can be kind of like a partial, like a parent conversation of like, would you, once I covered the NFL, I knew like any future kids are not playing football, not tackle football, at least. Way too dangerous. But some of what Tom Brady has touched on is like not enough kids are playing football. They're playing other sports and whatever else. So anyway, the NFL has a product quality problem. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
Sorry, I was just texting the Steelers news to some of my buddies on the trip, and I said, I heard Matt Canada's offense was so bad it put people to sleep.
That and I heard your podcast after the fact, but the triple shot of whatever you got from that one bartender with a $5 tip.
Yeah, no, he did me dirty. Good, but also dirty.
The NFL has a quality product, a product quality issue. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
Well, so issue. You know, if Tom Brady's coming out to speak against it, I was kind of surprised by that because he's still one of the faces, really, of football, and he's going to be
and an owner.
Well, I don't think that went through yet. It's still like okay. Weird. But he's going to be maybe in the Fox broadcast booth.
Yeah.
So clearly, his words are going to hold weight, and I think that I think that there is a problem. I asked at the beginning of the year, "What's the biggest issue, folks? You know, with football right now, if they were in a meeting." And say, we need to fix this one thing. And at the time, I thought it was officiating. But I think, like, you know, there was a play on Monday where Fletcher Cox might have, like, pushed Mahomes down a little bit. And we're trained now. We're like, oh, yeah, that's a foul. But then Brady's right. Some of these hits from Urlacher and Ray Lewis. And, yeah, they're hard hits. But they're also, that's the sport, you know.
Yeah.
So that is, I think, we're washing it into flag football a little bit. You just look at these matchups, and there's not a lot of great matchups. There's a lot of teams that are like 5-5 against 4-5 and 6-4 against 4-7. And it's like there's three matchups this weekend with winning records. Jaguars Texans is one of them, which I don't think we're trained yet to think, hey, that's going to be, I mean, it might be a really good game. That's, you know, Jaguars need to get that win. Texans beat them already, but it's not like we're not. Thanksgiving might be like three games of massacre situations. All the spreads are at least 7 points. Yeah, I think that the football's gotten worse. I do think the football's gotten worse. Now, how do you fix it? I don't know. Some of it might be quarterback play.
Yeah.
I do feel like coaches are dumber than normal. Like Robert Saleh. Robert
Cook, go say what you need to say. Yes.
Say what you need to say. This guy is an absolute cuck.
I bet Grant did not have that as his guess.
No.
I mean, you just look at Robert Saleh. Like if I was married to him, I'd have no choice but to cheat on him. Because I'd just be like, you fucking are not a man. You can't protect me.
I don't want to cheat on you. I have to.
You made me do this.
Robert Saleh is like the guy who wakes up. Like, he wakes up like he's Eeyore.
Yeah.
Like, he wakes up on Friday the 13th and he's like, it's going to be a bad day. Bad things will happen. Well, it's just a day on a calendar, idiot. It's fucking. He just looks so sad.
Starting Tim Boyle should help. That's the trick. That's what they've been looking
for. Yeah, NFL promoting this game for 2 years.
Yeah, you made that point to Costos the other night on CBS. That was funny. It's like they invented a brand new holiday just for a football game, only to have it be Tim Boyle.
Well, they were acting like they're. And then they pitched it, and part of their pitch was like, this is great because it's on Amazon. That means you can do some Black Friday shopping while watching a game. And then I think maybe it was in that segment, but I went into my diatribe about how I go, thank fucking Christ. Because I was watching a Packer game a couple of weeks ago, and there was, you know, these really simple monochromatic shirts they wear with just a little logo. And I like them. They're very simple, but, you know, you can support your team. And it was the second quarter, and I was like, fuck, I need to buy that. And then I realized this game's not on Amazon. I can't go shopping in any way until the game is over. Yeah. I tried looking at my browser, and it was blocked. Cookies blocked me until the game was over. But now we're getting a game on Black Friday where you can shop deals while watching a football game. I can do a radio show and order boots at the same time. I'm very excited for this.
I can tell.
Grant?
I think, first of all, Tom Brady.
NFL has a quality product quality issue. Grant,
I have a lot of individual thoughts. They might not be connected. First of all, Tom Brady sounds like a dick. Like he sounds like one of the NBA old heads who thinks that they're
like he graduated from high school and then the next senior class, they're actually making the run to state. And yeah. He's like, well, they're actually not as good as I was.
The league is watered down.
You got bounced in the sectional semis, you fuck.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make him not right, does it?
Okay. Well, I think he's a little right, maybe about some things, but I can't take his message seriously because the messenger sounds like such an ass. And he's not the first like former professional athlete to do this. This is not a Tom Brady thing. Like dozens of former basketball players, former football players have done this. I think football's mostly fine. Where Tom Brady might have a point is I think offenses used to, I could be wrong. Offenses in like 2000 to 2010, like that window, were a lot more, we ran play, we execute play, and everyone needs to be in their spot and everyone needs to do their job. And if one of you even think about freelancing and mixing in an edit to the play or anything, like I feel like that probably, that's the way the game probably used to be. And Tom was just this, he was a surgeon. We're running this play, I'm gonna execute this play. And it was almost like it was militaristic, like in a good way.
Yeah.
And I feel like then came along Rodgers and then came along Mahomes and these quarterbacks that play the game differently. And the offenses kind of are a little bit more nebulous. And Tom wasn't that guy.
He wasn't an improvisational quarterback.
He wasn't that. And I think that is a part of the reason why he won so much in the playoffs. Like, I think you need to be boring to a degree in the playoffs. Like, you need to be consistent, boring, sustainable, running 5 yards. Like, you can't, I don't think, make your way through the playoffs on back shoulder throws and drawing up plays in the dirt. And I think that's a big reason why Tom Brady could consistently and a lot of the times very boringly like win at the highest level.
Yeah.
But for the most part, he sounds like a dick. And I think there's more talent in the league now than there ever has been. But, you know, the TV schedule and the injuries.
You think there's more talent in the league than there's ever been? That's an interesting – I mean, athletes are clearly better athletes than they were in any other era.
Yeah.
Tom Brady is the very, 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 very rare superstar in sports who I really like.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought you were going somewhere with that.
But well, sometimes I'm surprised when others don't like him. Because he seems – I don't want to say he seems like – I think, Bart, you said about Andy Herman. Like, if you said this a few weeks ago, but I always remember it. If you don't like Andy Herman, that's a you problem. Like, he's just a universally liked guy. I'm not saying Tom Brady is a universally liked guy. Like, if you don't like Tom Brady, that's a you problem. That's not true. But I feel like Brady, I mean, I don't know. He seems
– Well, a lot of people don't like that Tom Brady won a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, but that is
a you problem. Or they don't like that he cheated.
The cheating. I can
– People, when they say they don't like Tom Brady – I think they don't like the aura and the essence of Tom Brady. I don't know that they actually have listened to or...
Or they don't like the fact that he's 45 and looks 25.
Well, he's had several plastic surgeries.
Do you know what different he... Like, how much younger he looks now than he did when he was coming into the NFL draft?
I don't like Tom Brady because... I like Tom Brady. The reason why he's annoyed me in the past and I've made my peace with this is I think he won more than he should have for how talented he was. And I've watched a lot of quarterbacks in my lifetime who have much more, They have more natural ability. They do things on a football field that Brady can't do, and they didn't win as much. But I think as I've gotten older, I realized that like part of winning at the highest level is playing a more boring brand of football, like running a stupid screen on second and eight instead of trying to make the amazing highlight play down the field. And I think a lot of quarterbacks now have lost that. And Brady understood
that. So let's put Brady aside. I saw this tweet last night from @WiscoGrant that said, "What a deeply unsatisfying football game." So putting aside Brady and all of that, like, again, I had this thought. Q had this thought. I'm sure others had this thought separately from Brady saying it, or Q thinking that I was thinking, or me thinking that Q was thinking it. But like, I have just been thinking that if a Bengals Ravens game can't be exciting, if a Chiefs Eagles game can't be exciting. So like baseball realized, so first let's start football. The NFL realized like we have an offense problem. Offense sells, offense is whatever. Like that's what is usually the needle mover. And so they kind of took on all these different things that made it really hard to play defense, right? And all of the hits that are penalized and all of the when a wide receiver and a cornerback are engaged downfield. And yet, despite that, offenses are now still, I think, behind defense, right? Defense is better than offense in the NFL, generally speaking. So then it makes me think of baseball. And they're like, okay, well, shifting has become, well, the NBA. They're like, okay, so we got it. There's this paint and everyone's just standing in the paint. So we need to have a 3-second rule. Baseball said, oh, there's too much shifting and offense is what sells. We need to. So like, I'm kind of getting to the point that is like, what is the NFL going to do? Like, oh, you can't have a single high safety. You can't play zone coverage in these areas of the field. Like, I think it's getting to the point where offense is so challenged in the NFL that unless all of a sudden, you know, six great quarterbacks emerge and there's not such a quarterback problem that like, you might have to govern.
You think like, offense, the defense gets penalty just for touching a guy.
I know. And yet you still can't score points.
I think it's noise mostly. It's like how many I watch Keenan Allen.
But you're only going to score points if you have a quarterback to do so. And there's only like two handfuls that are worth anything at all.
I feel like scoring.
And if quarterbacks get hurt, like I heard it said the other day, like, and we probably listened to the same podcast, Grant, on Sunday with Simmons. But you listen, I listen. So just accept it, right?
Basketball season. I'm out on Simmons
It's his football pod.
I'm extra out on. I've never.
What it spelled out though was like, this is the year of the backup quarterback. So not only are there not enough good starting quarterbacks, there sure as hell aren't enough good backup quarterbacks.
Well, yeah, that's why I say like scoring's down this year. I think it's mostly noise. Like you have
big plays are down. Like I think right now it is noise. I think right now it's just statistical noise.
Yes.
I don't see it fixing itself next year or the following year. I just think this is kind of where we're at.
What says Bart about this? Bart hosts a national radio show. Hears perspectives from lots of different teams. And
what Tim Shea you, Bart?
Yeah, what's Shea you?
What's the question?
He wasn't listening. I think it's noise. I do. It's a lot of drops.
I was tweeting about my reservation with Tim Shea. Now, this will air after, but Tim and I had a Tuesday date at Tupelo Honey.
Oh, how was that? That's today. I'm a dumbass.
Well... I can only assume it was
outstanding. Yeah. I don't think the NFL. No, I don't think the NFL has any. I don't think they can peel away the rule book anymore on defense. What are they going to do?
But they can.
Okay. Well, the hip drop tackle thing, like that's, I suppose.
See, but I think injuries, like legislating to try to stop injuries, is one thing. Legislating to try to improve scoring. Is enough.
You know what happens though is they have all these rules that you can't hit a guy a certain way and
love this
targeting thing. And then all these times that these guys are hurt, it's like the flukiest shit ever.
Well, like
every time the ambulance comes out, it's like there was nothing anyone could have done. He just
or like Emmanuel Wilson's injury. Like, did it look like anything happened near the sideline on Sunday's game with the Packers? Like,
no.
But his shoulder popped out of place, you know?
Well, and Sunday's an outlier because they were playing on artificial turf, which is something the NFL – oh, wait, the game was at Lambeau. Never mind.
His shoulder, yeah.
Yeah, never mind. Never mind.
I knew what you were doing, though. I'm appreciative of what you're doing. Okay, so me and Q and Tom Brady are overreacting.
Yeah, Tom
– Forget Tom Brady. Put Tom aside, would you?
Can you wait until you're out of football for 5 years before you start shitting on the league as it stands? Can you give
it? Well, Tom's been out of the league for a year and a half. Last year doesn't count.
Why not?
It's hard to remember.
Tom was retired, and then he only came back just to make sure he wanted to be done.
Sure.
He did not want to regret retiring, so he came back and went through the motions. And was like, oh yeah, fuck, I am done.
Which I can respect. Like, I don't have a problem with that. You get one.
I actually can't believe that Tom Brady played in the NFL last year. That does not seem accurate.
He played last year?
Yeah.
Then my point is even extra strong. Give it five. No, Barkley played in the 90s. Barkley be like, these kids, they don't fucking, like, I'll hear it from Barkley. He hasn't played since.
You know what? Hey, we should tell Tom Brady the thing that all I've been, my only take on anything in the last month has been patience. Tom, let a season play out before you decree from the heavens.
And also, Paul, when I tweeted last night that was a deeply unsatisfying football game, that was because I was very much cheering against the Eagles and because MVS dropped a touchdown. That was a very good football game until it wasn't, because
when MVS dropped a touchdown, what was your reaction? What was your initial reaction?
Laughter.
Mine was laughter and glee.
Laughter for sure.
Still ruining my football.
And also because, again, I, unlike the many things I've gotten wrong, I knew MVS was.
Why? He's been on my show, friend of show.
Jake Sternberger was too, and he's equally trash.
I got nothing. Like, I just, MVS, I just think is bad. He's bad at football.
Yeah, he's a great Packer because he's a track star who can't catch. It makes all the sense in the world. He's really fast, and that's wonderful, but that's all he is really fast.
We got to make a list of who cost Packers a second Super Bowl. He's up there.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's up there. I put McAfee on there. He's on my list.
That's not a bad suggestion.
Goody's on the list.
Shailene Woodley?
No, I liked when Rodgers was dating people.
Aubrey, what's his name? Marcus Aubrey? Aubrey Marcus?
Oh, yeah. He fucking cost the Super Bowl.
Yeah. You know what's crazy about this is, like, someone might interpret what you guys are saying as a joke. I definitely think that those two guys, McAfee and Mark, are
no.
They changed the mindset of the QB. They repurposed his priorities.
Mm-hmm.
I told a guest, this has to be almost 4 years ago now. I said, if Rodgers was married with kids and just normal, and that's not a comment on.
If Rodgers lived like Kirk Cousins, we would have 17 Super Bowls.
If Rodgers lived his life coming home from practice to run an errand with his kid, going to bed with his wife at a normal time, getting off the fucking internet and not staying up until 3 a.m. DMing reporters about this, that, and the other thing, if he lived his life along those lines, they'd have another Super Bowl.
This is so great. Let's keep going on this.
All right. This is funny.
Because I have often thought, like, listen, to each their own. I don't care what you do. But Rodgers being almost, like, very, very 2 weeks away, almost 40, right? He doesn't – this is – the way he behaves is that of a single man who's 40. If you had a bunch of other shit in your life distracting you, taking up your brain space, this, none of this other stuff would matter. You wouldn't be like, this is, you are an extremely, extremely wealthy single, you know, you don't have a, like, you do your own thing, and that's great. And that's wonderful for you. But yes, if you were just like the Kirk Cousins guy who had other things to distract his brain from needing to worry about what the headline says or what the clever thing you say on McAfee is. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Travis Kelce for his game days are actually on Tuesday. What a great comment from Travis Kelce. You guys know what I'm talking about. But yes, this is a take I have thought of, Grant, for so many years, and I've never said out loud.
Well, and it's a Cowherd take too. Like, I've heard him say this. Kevin
Durant. Really? Okay, so like, I'm not alone. All right.
Kevin Durant's the same, where you're older and you're single and you're rich. You don't know how to sacrifice. You don't know how to budget your time. You don't know because in here's things that maybe a lot of Bart's listeners won't understand, but I can speak to, obviously. When you have kids, you learn to prioritize, and you learn that what I want to do is not the most important thing today. It's about my child. It's about someone else. It's about something else. And That's an important concept in sports. But Brady got it. Again, I'm not the most important thing. The team is. The offense scoring the most important thing.
I'm thinking of two buddies that I have. And one I'm thinking of, he's got three children, and they're always running around. And he works a good job. And so you've got your job, and then you've got like the hours you have to get ready, and then the hours you come home. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when do you have like free time?
You don't have time for shit.
Then I have another buddy who graduated same class. They live in the same city. And he has no kids. I don't think he's in a relationship. And he gave me a long breakdown once of how the number 33 is satanic, and how if you really look into it, like Larry Bird was part of it also, and you can see it anywhere. And I get all these things about predictive programming and all this kind of stuff from him. And he's obviously single and has a lot of time and has a lot of time to like do that. And yeah, time of itself. And I sat down on CBS Sports Radio, and people have to think I'm weird when I do this, but on Monday I was talking about Rodgers again because of these comments where he feeds a reporter a report that he wants to play. Then that's news. And then 2 days later, he goes on McAfee and dispels the news.
I never saw
that. Which is news again, which he created. He is the factory that is providing the medicine that is caused by the smoke that the factory makes. It's a circle. This is what he does because he's insecure. He doesn't know who he is. I said on air, man just needs a hug. That's all he needs. He just needs to be loved. He's confusing attention with
appreciation. Like,
yeah, purpose. Appreciation. Purpose. And yeah, there's a lot. Look, there's a lot of reasons why the Packers didn't win a Super Bowl. Drafting a quarterback when you are, I mean, we're
totally.
There's so many reasons.
We're not just anti-Rodgers here. There's lots of reasons.
Yeah, but there are like. There are so Rodgers as a player is, if you want to ask me 10 people that ruined the Packers' chances at a Super Bowl in the LaFleur years, Rodgers as a player is not on the list at all. It's the people that built the team and the people that were in Rodgers' head. Those are the people. On one hand, he's got world's biggest collection of morons trying to tell him what to do. And then on the other hand, he's got world's most incompetent front office trying to build a team around him.
I don't agree with the incompetent front office part.
Maybe. Look, the A.J. Dillon and Josiah DeGuara picks suck way more than the Jordan Love pick. You need to. We're not necessarily getting into this, right? But I know what you're saying, and I'm not trying to shit on Aaron Rodgers here. Like on my show on Monday night, I brought up like Rodgers is the reason that Tim Boyle is starting, right? Like there's no reasonable way.
Bart's solid comment earlier.
Yeah, there's no reasonable way that the Jets front office is doing all of this of their own volition. There's no way. Otherwise, they're all idiots. And I don't think Joe, like, I don't know that they're the best coaches and execs in football, but I'm pretty sure they're not idiots. So I don't know.
And we do need to mention, because we've had all this Rodgers conversation, unplanned, impromptu Rodgers conversation.
It's been a while.
Bart, you said like the thing about he creates the news and he took like Rodgers is a year older than me. I'm trying to put myself in the mindset of a person, a human, who would take a video of their workout, send that to the team, then either you or your agent, to have some plausible deniability, reach out to Jay Glazer and say, I sent the clip, and it blew their mind. Quote, very important what the quote is here. It blew their mind. You saw the Jay Glazer report, right? Rodgers sends a video, and he's going to set December 2nd or 3rd or whatever it is as his return date. I was a journalist and a reporter and all that. That can only come from one of two sources. Like you can't like arbitrarily be like, I don't know where that came from. You knew the video was sent. You have a quote prep that it blew their mind. If it would have said blew our mind, it'd be a Jets person. Think about the, right?
Interesting.
That video blew our mind. It didn't blow our mind. I'm not a Jets person. It blew their mind. I'm a Rodgers person.
Paul, you
oh, this is so frustrating. Like, and this is where I think where Bart gets so frustrated, because like people see through this, right? Like Bart and I, like
no, a lot of people don't.
It's not that hard to figure out, man.
A lot of people don't see through it, don't want to see through it, and I'm the idiot for saying it.
Just enjoy it, okay? It's it's fun, it's entertaining.
And I think I just blew Grant's mind by putting that connection together.
He is the third most talked about person in the NFL this year, behind the Kelce brothers, which like this year is all about Kelce. And Rodgers, of course. Guys, this motherfucker brought up Dr. Fauci in 2023. What the fuck?
Did you guys see what Cowherd said on Monday about Rodgers?
I've never heard anything Cowherd has said unless you've sent it to me.
So. He's planted, which by the way, I'm going to find an old podcast today where him and Nick Wright talk directly about the Rodgers marriage thing. I will send it to you, Paul, because it's one of my, I listened to it on vacation once. So I was happy when I listened to it and that sticks in my, anyways. Cowherd said on Monday that Rodgers is never going to be relevant in the NFL ever again from an actual competitive winning football game standpoint. And it's harsh. But I guess Cowherd has to say shit like that sometimes, but he might be right. I don't know. He could very well be right. I guess I'm asking you guys if you think he's right. Jesus, do you think he's right with that?
Mm-hmm. Or Colin Cowherd is right. I see why Bill keeps your mic time limited. I would just say this. If he comes back on December 3rd and plays,
It's physically impossible.
Well,
he blew their mind, Bart.
How can you just hate medicine so much? And then, like, how does he think he's getting cured this fast? Fucking pray?
What did he spill on the sideline the previous game? What was the thing?
I didn't see that. I saw the headline. I was like, this is fucking not for me. I don't know. You know what he might have spilled? You know what I tried not to spill on Tuesday was one of those homemade Southern sodas at Tupelo Honey. Okay, because they're so delicious. Tupelo Honey Cafe. This is downtown Milwaukee. It is right across from the public market, or at least it should be. But there's a giant fucking highway in the middle that doesn't need to be there in 794. So tear down that shit and we'll all be happy. But it does provide a nice space shadowed to play pickleball. So maybe pickleball saves the Spur. That being unnecessary, Tim Post. TupeloHoneyCafe.com. I have a date booked there and I'll recap it next time we speak. Very excited, myself and Tim Shea. Now, one of the Crispy brothers did go to Tupelo Honey, and they said that they used the promotion, and in the tweet, they said they were the first one to use it. The promotion is, I've been saying, you make a reservation, you put Bart Winkler or whatever in the reservation box, you get 20% off through November. I believe Sir Crispy was one of the first to actually just say it to the server, non-reservation. So I don't want to make it look like no one's been using this reservation. I have many screenshots and pictures that you guys have been incredible. I know that Teacher Tom has a date planned there or a lunch planned there if he hasn't done it already. Garrett went there. Another couple went there. So keep it up. You guys rule through the end of November, 20% off. You can book it in the thing, or I guess you can say it. But the server thought my name was Bert. That counts. I made a reservation for Tuesday. I put the Tim Shea show. So hopefully that still works. We will see. But TupeloHoneyCafe.com, Southern food, all the fixings. I will put my pictures on Threads. Matt in the Falls was right. He's trying to get me the Threads for 2 months. So I just got a Thread because the Admirals were like, hey, Threads, it's been a while. What's up? And then Matt said, people are finally accepting they must start cultivating a new following here before X dies and they're left with squat. He said that on the Admirals and then tagged me. So,
by the way, I just realized it was Matt in the Falls who had the NFL is bad product right now take, right? I think earlier as I was recapping, I said, Q and I But it was Matt in the Falls who had the football take, right?
Yeah, you kept talking about Q. I was like, I don't fucking know.
I'm sorry. I mixed up your wonderful contributors to the show. They're not just listeners.
Q's the one that cries when the Packers win.
It's like you, and you don't know what my topic list is, but it's like you do, because what a perfect segue.
Outstanding, Bart. Outstanding.
What a segue. I just want to say there's a tweet that's going around that Bukowski just like quote tweeted.
New Bukowski just dropped,
but it's quote tweeting.
Hey, wake up.
and it's someone who's comparing Jalen Hurts to Jordan Love's seasons statistically. One of them says MVP favorite, which is Jalen Hurts, who has thrown for 2,500 yards, 15 touchdowns, and 9 interceptions. The other one says, quote, not the guy, 2,300 yards, 16 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. The stats are identical between Love. I mean, like, within a margin of error, the same. And one is not the guy, and one is the MVP favorite or an MVP favorite. That's fun.
Can I just – I don't know if you have a question, but this just jogged my memory of something I saw last night. That deep ball to Devontae Smith that put him right inside the 5-yard line.
Yes.
Oh, what a throw. A dart in the biggest moment from Jalen Hurts, who always shows up in the moment when his team needs him most. And it was a good throw, but it was underthrown. And I feel like if Jordan Love makes that throw and it's caught, there are certain people who are like, well, he underthrew it. But he didn't lead him. If he leads him, it's a touchdown. It's like, it's hard to throw deep balls. And even Jalen Hurts, who's great, like threw it behind Devontae Smith. It would have been a touchdown. Hot take. Jalen Hurts underthrew him purposefully so then he could slam his dome into the goal line and get a touchdown in the least interesting way possible. But he then would get the stats. But it was like, that was a Jordan Love underthrow. Smith came back for a great catch. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought watching the game last Monday night.
I think the audience overlap between the Wisco Sports Show and the Bart Winkler Show podcast are significant, right? I think you guys share a lot of.
If this is the Winklerverse, then Grant would be the Sony Spider-Man universe, mm-hmm. where you don't necessarily need to follow the other one to enjoy the other one, but it does add to the enjoyment. Yes, and there are some, you know, there's the Tom Hollands and the Tobey Maguires.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Garfield.
I'm guessing the overlap is not as prevalent between your two shows and the midday show that Grant produces.
There's some people keep calling my show in the evening. It's like, Bill said this today. I hated that. I'm like, well, that's not my problem. Like, this isn't Bill's post-game.
Yeah, but you are there though.
You're by association.
I'm not a post-game show. Bill Michaels' post-game show for 2 hours every night, especially because a lot of these guys, they're in like Bill's live stream in the comments, just like duking it out with other commenters, and they tell.
But like, I would argue, Grant, and I've if you disagree,
Bill must rake on YouTube, actually.
Yeah, a lot of yeah, he has a lot of people watch his show on YouTube. I gotta put my show video somewhere. I don't. I never have.
Is he ad supported? Do you have to look at ads?
I don't watch. I don't know.
He could be leaving a lot of money on the table.
I feel like he's getting he's not dumb. I feel like he's getting what he can from YouTube.
I was just gonna say that
Grant, this is kind of like the Bill pregame show.
This could
it does help you prep, doesn't it?
Yeah, everything's prepped. Thank you guys so much, by the way. Anytime you guys need a guest or anything, it's
all just prep for your other show. I was just gonna say, Grant, though, but like Monday's Bill Michaels show, correct me if I'm wrong, was not exactly like, wow, Jordan Love was great. It was like, there's also an audience, and this is why I was saying, like, the overlap between your two shows is probably pretty similar. I'm kind of assuming at this point after Sunday's game that most people listening right now recognized how good Jordan Love was on Sunday.
No, I mean, I got these people. I got this one guy.
But, like, I'm just wondering what the sampling is here.
I got this one guy who has tweeted me memes and shit and for years and has never tweeted me an actual thought. And then he is all up in my shit about how Jordan Love is fucking terrible. It's like, how? Look, if Jordan Love sucks, he sucks. And if he's good, he's good. I guess I would prefer that he's good so that we don't have to go through it again.
He plays for our team. That would be nice.
But if he was bad, I think I've done
I think I've recognized the games he's bad. There was a little video that Cheesehead TV posted, and Nagler was on top of it, and people were like, you guys are like saying, oh, it's the Chargers' defense. But if you look at the game against the Raiders, and if you look at game against the Chargers, there's things that Love's doing now that he wasn't doing. He had a really nice start, and then he was shaky, and now he's had a good couple of games.
A few games.
I mean, that's all there is to say about it. And is he like, you know, we're trying to figure out, because there is a contract that they have to figure out. So there is more of a pressing issue. But if you're trying to make him be Aaron Rodgers, people continue to move the goalpost on him. It's very annoying.
And you're also putting aside how bad Rodgers was in 2022, if you're trying to compare the two. Love in 2023, greater than sign, Rodgers in 22.
Oh, yeah. This Jordan Love beats Detroit.
Yes. In Detroit last year in November, 100%.
This Jordan Love might. Love
beats Detroit in week 18.
Oh, that game too. Okay. Both Detroit games, I would argue, because the Packers-Lions game in 2022 in Detroit, Rodgers was horrendous.
And maybe, your thumb injury. Love right now is playing better than Rodgers did at the end of the season.
I think the last 2 weeks. I don't know if that's true of the season.
Sure, the last 2 weeks.
On the whole.
You give me the Love you gave me Sunday, and you give me that in that Detroit game where I had fucking Wayne Larrabee's screaming at the top of his lungs in my comforting box.
That's Winkler versus Cannon, by the way. That is a Cannon event that it will forever be referenced. And I love
Wayne Larrabee, I saw at the Milwaukee Panthers media day, and he held the door for me. What a gentleman.
That was nice of him. He is a gentleman. He's very stately in my interactions with him. He's a good ambassador for Packers football.
Yeah.
You're listening to Packers football.
All right. I think it's, yeah. Let's go into this other question. So the Packers, had they lost to the Chargers, they did not. They would be 1, 2, 3. They would be for sure the sixth pick, kind of right there with the fifth. Instead, they won.
Don't say the word. There's a word that is banned on this show. Draft.
Instead, I didn't say they had the fifth pick in some random thing. Instead, they won, and now they're a game and a half out of the eighth or of the seventh seed. They are the eighth seed, and they're the 12th pick in this event that happens each April in the NFL, of which I will not say the D word. I just wanted to ask, I'll tell you. If they had won, they did, Sunday against the Chargers, I'm like, yes, we're going to run. They're going to beat the Lions on Thanksgiving. Let's go. And had they lost, I would have rooted for every loss subsequently. I was ready to go either direction.
Unbelievable.
However, they won. And this is where I think you'll be surprised what my take is. And every once in a while, I'll ruin my take ahead of time by telling you what mine is. After Sunday's win, I'd love to see the Packers go on a run to end the season and make the playoffs. I think you would both say mm-hmm to that, but here's my caveat. After Sunday's win, I'd love to see the Packers go on a run to end the regular season and make the playoffs, even with the likelihood of an early postseason exit. So in other words, even if you know they're going to go on big 10-point underdogs in the playoffs, they finished 9-8, they snuck in, let's face it, they're going to lose. That would still be awesome and a great outcome for this season, given how it's gone to this point. Mm-hmm or mm-mm. And playoff, I will say, much alone, to my surprise, and what completely contradicts what I thought 2 weeks ago, mm-fucking-hmm.
Paul doesn't
often, eyes raised up on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream.
He doesn't often answer his own prompt.
Definitely before. Not with an F word.
But they're gonna if they lose to the Lions, I'm right back off. But for now, I'm in. Let's go.
But you can't be that way.
I'm sorry.
What made you arbitrarily say on November 19th, this is going to decide my entire outlook on the whole season?
I'm just being honest with you. I'm not saying it's right or wrong or good or bad.
By the way, November 19th, thank you. It was my half birthday and no one said anything.
You're dangerously close to 40, yo. All right, so
my thought is,
what the fuck was that? Also, my other thought is I have not, like, I tweeted and threaded, or I don't think I threaded, I Facebooked it, that the Packers are a game and a half out of the playoffs when the Vikings lost.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I did it in sort of in fun, and then the comments. My lord, the comments. I am, like, so the last couple of weeks, I watched the Rams game, I watched the Steelers game, three-fourths of it, and I watched the Chargers game. And I've been rooting for the Packers to win. I want to see them win. But these are, it's independent of any other thought. I sit down and I want the team to win. I don't care about the thing that's happening next April at all. I do not fucking care. There's not one part of me that cares. I'll care when it's time. I'm not going to sit here and root against my team 18 weeks when I, like, cherish these few Sundays we get. But I'm also not, like, seriously, and maybe I will a little later if it actually starts to be real, I'm not really thinking about the playoffs either. I just want to see them win, and I want to see Jordan Love get better. And I want to see the other guys get better too. But I don't, like, I don't have, there's no like tangible bar to me that tells me if this season was a success based on record.
Which
I just want Jordan Love to be good.
But if Jordan Love plays like he did Sunday, they will win more than they will lose.
Okay, but I'm still, like, not thinking. Like, even at 4-8 last year, Rodgers was like, oh, we could fucking do it. And I was like, just sit the fuck down and leave. But you were still, because Rodgers, you're still thinking playoffs. Got to get in the playoffs. I'm not thinking playoffs.
Well, here's my counter to that.
And if we get into the playoffs, we'll probably be a 7 seed. We will get fucking murdered by whoever we play. We will go to either Philly, San Fran, or Detroit, and we will die.
Oh. Just gave you the virtual thumbs up.
We will die. And that's fine. Experience.
See, but and this is kind of, this is why I asked the question. And Grant, I'm very curious for your response. But, like, covering the Bucks 15 years ago and the Brandon Jennings era and all of the other stuff, like, the whole Scott Skiles idea at the time, and yes, this is a, you know, whatever, cross-reference from 15 years ago, was, like, 8th seed. Even if you go in and get swept or it's a 5-game series, like, the playoff experience for the young players is pivotal.
I'll be right here. One.
He'll be right back. Grant, I buy that.
I'm here.
He's back. Yep, I totally buy the playoff experience thing. So, yes, going into Philly or going into San Fran, but, like, the way that I saw Jordan Love play Sunday – against the Chargers makes me think that, like, if he keeps doing that, they will win a lot of games, especially as the schedule gets kind of easier in December with some of the opponents like Carolina and Tampa Bay. And I think just as a byproduct of Love playing that way, which would be great because it would answer the Packers quarterback question, if it's being answered, if he keeps playing like this, the question's answered. Like, we can discuss what the guy money means, but, like, if he keeps playing like that, he's the guy. He's the quarterback of this team for the next handful of years, not just a year or two. And as if that happens, they will win. If they keep winning, they will make the playoffs. However, they will still very likely lose in the first round. But mentioning my Brandon Jennings example from 15 years ago on the Bucks beat was like, I think that would be great. I think they should feel that, see that, experience that. And so I have kind of turned that corner, like, okay, winning streak, go in. Even if you get trounced in the wild card round, that would be really good for all these guys to see and feel and experience. That's why I was so definitive in my Grant, you'd love to see the Packers go on a run to end the season, make the playoffs, even if it means the very strong likelihood of an early postseason exit.
Well, making the playoffs is always good. You always want to win more games, make the playoffs. This is
like, well, but I would.
Okay. I'll add a caveat, which I think you'll like to this. Like, winning games and making the playoffs is always good. That's never a bet. You could have asked me this question in week 1, in week 6,
unless you can get a top 3 to top 5 pick. And I think that's the important asterisk here is, like, if you can be bad enough to suck enough to beat a top 5,
they never were going to, though. They never were going to. Bad enough for a top 3 pick. Never.
They lost to the Raiders and the, at the time, dead in the water Broncos. they very well could have had a top five pick.
Hey, both those teams are 500.
It's not just about who you play. It's when you play them, Paul. And they caught the Raiders and the Broncos after they figured some things out. I actually think
The Raiders went on to fire their coach.
Yeah.
They lost to Josh McDaniel.
I'm not disagreeing with you. We've done these topics all year, not just on this show. Everyone does these topics. They're like, well, now we're through week five. Now we're through the bye. Now we've seen. What do you think now? I've thought the same fucking thing I've thought since week one. It's like, I would like to see the team win. I want to see Jordan Love get better. And if by some, you know, happenstance, they somehow get into the playoffs, cool. That'd be great too. The problem, and Paul, I think this is where this is a caveat that will be important to you. If the Packers were to somehow make the playoffs in a terrible NFC this year, that can't change their decision-making moving forward. And I think for a team like the Giants last year, right, they made the playoffs.
Yeah.
Not fluke. They earned it, right? They won those games, but they were fundamentally not a great team. Like, the mistake that would be is if the Packers make the playoffs because the NFC's terrible and, you know, they get some lucky bounces the next couple weeks, and then they change their evaluation of where they are in their progression as a team. Right? Like, that can't happen. I don't think making the playoffs at the end of this year means that this Packers team was great and they need to change the calculus of how they build it moving forward. It would be a nice experience. Yeah, sure. But that's been true the whole fucking season.
Yeah, but go ahead.
No, it's just every week. It's like, I just want to see Jordan Love get better and I want to see them win. And like, we come back the next week and then it's like, well, what do you think now? Is your evaluation changed? No, there's 7 games left now?
Yeah, but you guys are
eternity. That's so much.
I think when the three of us talk about this, it feels like I'm like some significant outlier. And then I hear the people who call to the Bart Winkler voicemail line, and I hear other chatter about this. Sorry, Bart, for using the word chatter. And I'm not alone in this thought that like
Jordan. Well, used it in a right way, though. I mean, I think that it gets.
I wasn't using it to reference rumors or reports.
Discourse. People have started using the word discourse too much. We don't engage in discourse. We're a bunch of knobs on the internet. We engage in chatter. We've gotten a little too heavy-handed with the use of discourse.
We're just chit-chatting. We are not.
This is bar, basically bar. It's like guys sitting at a bar.
And isn't that kind of what it's like? It's just like three guys at a bar.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you always envisioned for your show? Like, I know that's groundbreaking, but I just kind of always felt like that's what a sports show should sound like.
Well, you don't want to take yourself too seriously. I mean, that's the key. Guys at a bar would never take themselves too seriously. It's supposed to be lighthearted.
I just know that there will be people listening who were perfectly okay with, and in fact would have preferred a couple weeks ago, that a losing streak continued, top three pick, top five pick.
If you were there, that's one thing, but now stop.
But now I will accurately this time reference Q, right? Like, before I was meaning to say Matt in the Falls, but you said, Bart, that Q was part of your postgame show and was, like, really displeased that they won.
Like, at some point, if they're 6-7 and then they win a game to go to 7-7, you can't still be like, oh, draft pick.
But that's what I'm saying. The difference, though, between the win and the loss.
Who do we even want? Like, what are we tanking for? Another quarterback? No. So you want to go through a whole season where your quarterback sucks just to get a different quarterback?
Marvin Harrison Jr., Joe Alt, all these.
Yeah, Joe Alt, that name is fucking flying off Packer fans' tongues.
If he's the next Bakhtiari for 10 years, you would love that. But all I would say is, like,
I don't even know where the fuck he plays, and I love college football.
Notre Dame, and I hate college football.
I was going to say Oregon, too.
Sounds like a Pac-12 guy.
You know? Joe, I don't need Joe Alt right on this fucking team.
We already have him.
His name's David Bakhtiari.
The reason that this game, the Chargers game, was so important is literally, though, it's the difference between you would not have put out a tweet that said, look at the NFC standings for the playoff race, like, look how close the Packers are, even though they're a game and a half back, because they would be, instead of being there, they would be, instead of the 12th pick in the draft, they'd be the fifth.
No, you cannot say that word.
They moved 7 spots in the order.
Did any single fucking person the year Rodgers started, think about the next year, draft, the next year's draft? No! Nobody was doing that then.
Can I?
Why are we doing it now?
Can I?
This is annoying.
They moved 7 spots.
I said this before. We are the Green Bay Packers. I don't care if we've got fucking Keanu Reeves at quarterback. I am never ever going to want this team to tank. Under no circumstances, ever. You can't call me entitled town and then have the same fan base be like, I want to tank? Fuck you. You guys don't deserve to fucking tank. You've had 30 years of riches, okay? We need to complain about how we should have more Super Bowls, and you don't know what these playoff losses are like. That's Packers. It's not, oh, I'm sad we beat the Chargers. We do not engage in tank talk. Okay? We're the fucking Green Bay Packers. This is beneath us. This is Bears bullshit. Fuck off. Stop it.
Fuck off.
Stop it.
I think some people just need to hear this. Matt LaFleur, he's here next year. So is Goody. And the way this season's trending, probably Joe Barry. So I know there are these callers, these joiners in the Winklerverse where it's like, I want a regime change. Well, you're not getting one. Even if they bottom out and they lose every game the rest of the year, they're not. It's going to be this regime and a lot of these same players. So you can't, you cannot have a season that's so. You can't go 2-15.
But if the Packers had an owner, but they don't.
Yeah, they don't. So you need to mix in victories. You need to mix in these high points. Otherwise, the vibes get so bad, they get so sour, and you can never bring them back. Look at the Bears. They thought we won with gusto. No, you lost with gusto, which is actually a tagline that's pretty clever. Shout out to Q. That has staying power in our discourse.
Hat tip from Bart. The only if people haven't seen the post game locker room thing where LaFleur gave the game ball to Love, and Grant's favorite player Rashawn Gary giving him the like, stop playing with him. You know, just like the enthusiasm toward Love among the players. Watch that video. In fact, I will talk to Q and anyone else, and I will talk to myself 2 weeks ago, who was like, oh, man, that kind of was a bummer that they won.
And I'm wondering if YouTube's going to get flagged for how much you're mentioning Q on the internet.
Ah, yes. I see what you're saying. What is his real name?
He's just Q.
I'm going to call him
Quincy. I know his real name. I'll never say, though.
Quincy.
No, it's not. He like barely deserves to be called Q.
It's a reach. There is a Q somewhere Keith, in one of his names.
Keith with a Q.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, it's Keith. It's Q with a Q. Q-U-I-E. P-H.
No, no,
we need to wrap up.
That was my last thought. But yeah, we'll have one we get to next week. But we just did two topics in like an hour plus, which tells you that we very organically had a lot of fun.
Can I just say before we go, I enjoyed the Rodgers talk. It's a treat. It's fun. We're not taking it too seriously. We're not hating or holding a grudge on the guy. It's just fun to BS about how insane that guy can be sometimes.
And it's like when you go to a concert, you want to see them play their hits. Don't you want to see us girls talk about Rodgers?
We're the three non-blondes. We just had to sing What's Going On. It's not we had to
we don't
do
want
it. To
sing it. We don't like it.
We're sick of it. Okay. We're
sick of it. But we fucking the beats sound so good and it's the best in unison and it's the one that made us all the money. So we gotta fucking play. It's why you're here.
It's not my fault that somehow Tim Boyle is starting for the Jets and he's coming back from an Achilles injury after like 2.5 months. Don't put that shit on me.
Don't you put that on us, Ricky Bobby.
I'm going to talk about that. And anyone should because it's wild.
All right, speaking of which, I just love that you used the non-blondes as your example of like a one-hit wonder.
Well, guys just do 90s bands. Like
when in fact Aqua is going on tour, is touring. And someone's going to have to sit
based on Barbie Girl alone?
Yes, because of the movie and the success.
But they were mad they didn't use that song in the movie. They were mad.
So, yeah. So 13, you have to sit through like 13 other Aqua songs so you can hear Barbie Girl in a Barbie world.
How much more unserious are my takes if I do backwards hat?
Oh, I'm being very serious.
Don't.
Tell me this wouldn't completely change everything he's saying if he will.
It's better with the snapback. There are some men who will go backwards hat with a fitted hat and they just look like this and it's poor. Yeah. That's better but still bad.
All right girls, my next show will be live after the Bucks and Celtics. My fucking god, the takequake coming out of that one is already forming under both cities and will destroy a fan base. Which one we'll find out. the Bart Winkler Show.
This was fun. See you guys later. Have a great Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for you and thankful for this show.
Wow.
You ever go around the table like, what are you thankful for? And you're like 8 years old and you're like, I don't want to talk in front of my family. I'm thankful for my Nintendo. Fuck families from putting you on the spot like that.
What are you guys thankful for? Really quick, before we go. One thing each.
My Nintendo.
I'm a PlayStation guy, so my answer is my PlayStation.
I'm thankful that my son doesn't see me for the fraud that I am yet.
My PlayStation is right here, by the way. I'm also thankful for my PlayStation.
Oh, five.
I just got it. Oh. I'm thankful that I don't have kids.
Bart, how many more years left do you have before he makes that discovery?
My son still looks at me with innocence and joy. He still runs to me when I'm home instead of this fucking asshole's back. Paul?
I can't follow that. Goodbye.
Goodbye.